Managing the health of a watershed has historically been attempted by predicting the results of possible management behavior with computer models. The strategy was, if a good result was calculated, the approach would be tried in the field. This has produced mixed results. Are there better approaches to managing a watershed? Today's segment is part of a series titled, Water is a Many Splendid Thing. Hello, I'm Steve Baker. This is Living Water. Kevin Drake is a senior environmental planner with Integrated Environmental Restoration Services in Tahoe City, California. His passion is managing erosion and forest problems that cause the clarity of Lake Tahoe to be degraded. The complexities of watershed behavior, especially the size of the Tahoe Basin, make it difficult to find actions that really work. Kevin has found that a great way to come up with good ideas is to brainstorm in the field with interested parties and stakeholders in the Lake Tahoe region.
It really helps to get people outside and talk about a project. When you talk about something as vast as the entire Lake Tahoe Basin, maybe or the Sacramento River Valley or something like that, it's hard to wrap your brain around it, and it gets really vague. And it's a lot easier to stand at a site, a particular place, a meadow, a stream, the top of a peak, and talk about a particular issue or a particular project. That's something people can sink their teeth into and get real about. We've done a couple tours up there and bringing everybody from agency participants to other scientists from UC Davis and Tahoe Environmental Research Center to, you know, the people from the League to Save Lake Tahoe and Sierra Club, all out on the mountain looking at work that's been done and also doing some assessment while we're out there. We've got a rainfall simulator with a bunch of hypodermic needles that can make a rainstorm, and we ate lunch one time at an old decommissioned road and just ran it the entire time we ate lunch for about an hour. And at 4.5 inches of rain per hour, we got no runoff from the site while we were sitting right next to it having a conversation about bigger watershed issues in Tahoe. But it was a really powerful time to literally be sitting on a road that had been brought back to life and decommissioned as a road, watching rain just soak into the soil perpetually for an hour, and talking about some of the bigger issues that face Lake Tahoe. People get a lot more creative, I think, when they're out of the office and out of a conference room and in the field, sitting among grasses and sitting on the ground and or standing and talking about these things.
When a chosen mitigation method is based on prediction only, project goals many times are not achieved, and it's back to the drawing board. On the other hand, look at the results as they develop and continually nudge the field actions in a way that the forest and erosion conditions better align with the ultimate goals.
So outcome-based management is a term that we struggled to come up with to put kind of a new language around what we've always called adaptive management. And really, it's a process that focuses on the way things really work and what the outcomes are. Often our regulatory process focuses on just developing a good plan and then implementing that plan and then moving on to your next project. And we've realized that that's maybe the missing link in our environmental movement in this country and environmental protection efforts is a real hard focus on how things are really working. And a willingness to acknowledge when maybe they're not working the way we thought they were and to learn from that so we don't spend money on things that aren't getting us the outcome we need. But essentially, it requires humility and a sense that we can't predict the future. As tempting as it is just to plug numbers into models, mathematical models, and come out with a nice clean answer, we can't predict the future. And we're working with living dynamic systems. So the best we can do is check the outcome of a project, whatever that might be, a reduction in erosion or a certain plant community being reestablished or wildlife coming back to an area where we're doing habitat restoration. Really checking that out with an open mind that it may not always come out the way we thought it would. Around Tahoe, where we've used it, it's been very powerful for some of our clients. When you have that information, that data, the results of your project or from past projects, you're in a more position with a lot more leverage to get flexibility in the regulatory environment from the agencies that regulate the work that we're doing. And you're more in the driver's seat to be able to lead rather than asking, well, what do you want me to do? You get an opportunity to go, we've tried this. These results were in line with what our goals were. We'd like to do this again. And maybe contour things to the types of practices that may make the most cost-effective sense for your particular site or your area.
A healthy watershed has a domino effect of positive impacts on life and other conditions in the watershed.
There's habitat for all the little critters that live in streams, and water's slowing down and supporting more vegetation throughout the stream channel, which has other cascading effects on, you know, more songbirds can live there. There's more habitat. Aspens and cottonwoods and willows are coming in and things like that. So, yeah, the value of these projects goes far beyond water quality, water as a central element, you know, and slowing the water down, spreading the water out as a general theme can really benefit all these different dimensions, the human dimension, the wildlife dimension, even geologically, hydrologically, the way our watersheds are working. It's an important benefit.
Managing our watersheds across the country require continued attention because our own engagement in life has impacts on the environmental landscape and its abundance of life. I think Kevin is right. If we watch closely and adjust frequently, producing a well-managed watershed will always be successful. Fundamental to our lives and environment, I'm Steve Baker. This is Living Water.